Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mlani Majozi. We've spoken to him before, senior fellow at African Liberty. He's joining us to discuss how long it'll take to recover from the pandemic economically. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Great back to your show. Nice. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you. Well, we think so. We have our own best time. And I'm glad that you're enjoying it. So, I greatly appreciate it. As I mentioned, there's no doubt that this South African economy wasn't exactly robust before the pandemic hit. With the pandemic, it was obviously plunged into a terrible, terrible situation. Where to from here?
It's a matter of just putting all sort of the mechanisms we can put in place to speed up the recovery. And at this point, the big question is, are we putting those mechanisms that can speed, the recovery, given where we are coming from over the past year? And so now the pressure is much on our president and the cabinet to lay out those mechanisms. And so far, I would say that they are not doing sort of enough in terms of sort of speeding up that recovery. Because when you look at the policies that they are put, for example, and look at the taxes that are still being raised, whether it's in the form of levies, whether it's in taxes in what is called the liquor industry, which already has, we've seen massive job losses there. So from that point of view, you can see that there is an issue there. And also there has been much talk around how can we get our fiscal situation in order, right? And much talk around people who are investing and people who are watching the economy is that there is very little credibility in terms of the promises that government has made in terms of trying to sort out from a spending point of view. Even the public sector wage bill, there's so much there that is outstanding in terms of they are still negotiating with the unions, but there is little kind of hope that these guys, they can really cut those make those spending cuts, given how sort of how difficult it is in South Africa to deal with the unions, who if they don't get what they want, they will shut down the public sector. So the mechanisms aren't looking good, and I don't think that the projections right now, they have said we will bounce back at +3% this year. And that is not a bad projection, because remember, we are starting from a very, very low base. So to come back, to go from a negative number when you've shut down your economy to a positive number it's not a very bad projection. But the question is, how long are we going to get back to the pre-COVID-19 levels, which, by the way, they were not good levels, as you mentioned earlier, but how long are we going to get back to there? And the projections right now are also around late 2023, 2024, where we are going to go back to those levels. But even then, for me, it's hard to buy that, because we are not really doing the things that, and when you look at how many people have lost jobs, Howard, over the past year, and the fact that you have this big number of people who can't really bring productivity into the economy, right? So we have more people unemployed now, which means it will hurt us from a recovery point of view. We also have the CEO of Eskom, who has came out and said to us, we are going to have these load sheddings for the next years. I think it's at least 4 years
or something,
5 years. So imagine that. You need power in order to boost the economy, and even that is not in place. So, I mean, the 2023 kind of, I think for me, it will be beyond that.
Right.
It's hard to buy that that projection from our institutions.
Are they doing anything right, in your view?
Are they doing anything right? Well, I've been critical of government, but I don't think I would be rational to say that there is nothing at all they are doing right. We need to point out to the very important kind of steps that has been announced. Now it needs to be effected. and we do know that our government has a bad sort of record when it comes to implementation. That's what people have been saying in South Africa, that government says they will do something and then they don't implement. So, but I want to go back to exactly what I've lacked Ramaphosa saying, and that is to when he said he's going to reform the energy sector, right? I think you, Howard, yourself have written about the need to reform the energy sector, to bring in the private sector, to bring in the independent power producers, you know, to supply the power. You can't have one institution that is troubled from a managerial point of view, but also troubled from an infrastructure point of view. It doesn't have the capacity. It's also troubled in the sense that there's a huge demand of power in the country, and we have one institution that we expect to bring in the private sector. So I like that what the president announced,
right,
that they are taking that approach. And also, if there is one thing I have noticed, though it's a slow fight, but I think it's taking, there has been some positives, no doubt in that. And that is the stance and the stance on corruption and the exposure of corruption.
Yes.
And also, you know, the move by our NPA to try and hold those who have been involved in corruption. Though of course people complain that it's been slow for many reasons, but I'm seeing a sense of there's a recognition that we need to counter and push back and fight corruption. And Ramaphosa has chosen in that aspect, he has chosen people really who are credible and who can do the work and who are doing the work to an extent, given the nature of how complex the situation is.
So if I had to say to you, what are three, if you were in that position, what are three things that you would do to kickstart this economy?
Well, the first one for me would be, of course, to look at the public sector. Okay, first let me start with two things. We all know that Eskom is the biggest risk,
right,
even
absolutely,
the credit ratings agencies.
Yeah.
It's a big risk to the economy, right? So there, this talk can't be just the talk. The issue, this talk of bringing in the private sector, you've got to make that an urgent issue, right? So that would be my main focus this year. It's March now, so that would be my main focus this year, to make sure that to reduce this power blackout, I bring in the private sector as soon as possible.
Right.
As possible.
Right.
We also have, we have to deal with the unions. For me, the unions, there is no other way other than to counter and just fight them, as Margaret Thatcher did in Britain back in the 80s, right? There is no other way to stand firm and say that, no, this is what government we are doing, and this must be done. We have to do this thing. To also avoid that risk out of, that spending that is really getting out of hand. Also, you need to make sure that you do things like tax breaks for small businesses. It's a disappointment that I support Howard the 200 billion rands that went to, or that was originally intended to be a sort of funding for businesses, right? I support that. But to hear that only about, I don't know, they said about less than 30%, 30% of it really has reached the small businesses, for many reasons, of course, and some of them they say it's because those businesses don't meet the criteria and so on and so on. So I mean, also making sure that you can fund from a governmental point of view, you can fund those businesses because they were shut down by government in the beginning, right? So and then if they shut them down, that means they can try again, get them back up. So I would fund those places as well, so that they're able to get.
We do need to. We do need to end in just a few seconds. So Pumlani Majozi, senior fellow at African Liberty, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.